right, and welcome along to the Golf Community, a beginner's journey where we talk all things golf and encourage participation and connection for new players. We cover golf clubs, golf balls, golf shoes, golf courses, coaching, tips, techniques, health, fitness, fun, friendship, events, and catch-ups. All right, so let's get into it. Welcome back, everybody. Today we're talking to Joel Taylor, who is the National Head for Event Organisation for the Professional Long Drivers Association of Australia. He's looking at bringing some events to New Zealand to grow the competition over here. So let's talk to Joel and find out what he's doing. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Today, joining us, we have Joel Taylor from PLDA, which is the Professional Long Drive Association. So, welcome along, Joel.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, I know you weren't feeling too well, so I'm glad you've been able to make the call. So, just before we get started, I really like to talk to people just about their golfing story and how they get into golf and what they're doing at the moment. So tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I originally started playing golf in Blenheim when I was 10 years old. My granddad and my dad got me into it and just fell in love with the sport at a young age. By the time I was sort of 14, I think I was playing off four. So golf was pretty much life. Once I hit college, I don't even know what school was or was doing was at the golf course. And just absolutely loved the sport and just kept going. I would have loved to have taken it a bit further, but got to top level into all your state, all your provinces teams, played reps around the country, what was pretty cool. So then just finally moved over to Australia when I was 21, just started taking up long drive. A couple of years ago, so a little bit different to normal course golf, but a lot of fun.
Awesome. So we love that you're a Kiwi boy, even though you're now over in Australia. We won't hold that against you, Joel. So tell us about the PLDA and what they do.
So we're an organization, long drive organization that started in America a few years ago, just before COVID. The Golf Channel pulled funding from long drive. So that pretty much ceased long drive all around the world. Especially there are a lot of people that are sort of disappointed. A lot of people involved in the sport had nowhere to go. A couple of Americans, Bobby Peterson and Ryan Riesbeck, started up the PLDA in America. And then we were looking at running a couple events in Australia, and the Americans reached out to us and asked if we wanted to jump on board and be part of the PLDA. We jumped at the opportunity over here. To be part of a world organization is just huge. Now our goal is to grow it in countries around the world, get participation up in the sport. What's happening in a big way at the moment. So we're in five countries at the moment, looking at starting off in New Zealand. On Friday will be our first event, so pretty excited about this, what's to come in New Zealand.
That's really awesome. And you were just saying that through your recent post, you had about 300 people sort of comment on it. So have you got much of an uptake for Friday's event?
Not sure at this stage. We're hoping so. A couple of the boys that are helping me out that run it, hoping it's not going to get too big, hoping we don't get those 300 people that commented turn up. This is just putting out the feelers to see what's around, to see what we can do. So we're looking at this, probably running a few more indoor events during the year. And then August, it looks like we're trying to come across to the South Island to run an event in August, mid-August, I think it is. So that'll be amazing. Our first outdoor event for PLDA.
Excuse me. Awesome. So what does it take to be a professional long drive champ?
A lot of work. To be a current champ, in New Zealand, Australia, you really need to be swinging quick. Yeah, it's all about quickness. It's quite hard to sort of get to put it in perspective. Normal golfers would swing sort of 110 mile an hour. You jump up into the long drive side of things, you need to be swinging 140 plus. So it's a big difference to normal golf. Find a lot more exciting though. That's a good thing. You're not stuck on a golf course for 4 hours having to play all aspects of the game. You're standing on a tee hitting 6 balls for a minute or 2.5 minutes with a driver. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So is that what the event sort of, that's how it runs? So you sort of come up, you got 6 hits, you can hit them in that 2.5 minutes kind of thing. And how many times do you do that? Do you do that? How many goes at it do you get?
Yeah, you're normally over in Australia at the moment. We're running 2 to 3 qualifying sets. And then you'll go into a top 8 knockout. And then you do a match play round against your sort of opposition, 6-ball knockout. So you could be hitting up to 24 balls a night. Doesn't seem much, but when the pressure's on, adrenaline's pumping, and a lot of the big crowd watching, it takes it out of you.
Right. Awesome. That's pretty cool. That's pretty exciting. So who do we have as the champions at the moment? Like, give us your male and female. So do you look after just Australia, New Zealand, or are you sort of looking after everything at the moment? Like, do we have an overall champ or?
At the moment, I'm just running Australia, looking at moving into New Zealand. That's what we're trying to do. So I'll be just looking after Australia and New Zealand. And you've got each federation or each affiliate in each, I think, 5 countries will run their own one. So the current world champ in America is Kyle Berkshire. The kid's unbelievable.
How far does he drive it?
So he swings at 159 or 157 miles an hour and hits it over 410 yards at his events.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's been unbeatable for quite some time. We do have in Australia and New Zealand, we have got guys that will be going to the Worlds this year, what will be pretty cool for us down under here, to be taking a team over there to go up against the world's best. Will be amazing.
Absolutely. What about the top female long drive?
So there hasn't been many events happening because of COVID. Last year, Kiani Lodge from Hawaii won the ladies. So this year, there's a big opportunity for the ladies in Japan. In September, second week in September, we're heading to Japan for the Ladies World Champs, where the Japanese are paying for everything. All you have to do is pay to get to Japan, and you can enter the Ladies World Champs. $150,000, $150,000 prize purse. What's huge? So Phyllis Meddy from New Zealand, she's already signed in for this event, and we've got a couple in Australia. I'd love to get a couple more ladies from New Zealand as well to head across, but it's just all about growing sport over the next couple of years for these countries, for New Zealand, Australia. We'd love to be up to what the Americans do. The amount of people they get would be amazing.
So just on those female long drives, what are they, to even think that you might want to start taking it up, how far are they hitting?
I think they just had an event in America a couple of weeks ago, and I think it was 290 yards for the ladies.
Wow.
So yeah, good, but you've got to look at over in America, they're above sea level. We're sea level in Australia and New Zealand. So we've got women hitting sort of 250, 260 yards. They'll be competitive once they get to America.
Right. Wow. Awesome. Very cool. Okay. So you've got the upcoming event on Friday. Tell us a bit more about that. Where is it?
It's at Fizz Golf in, I can't even remember what it was. Sorry. I've drawn a blank whereabouts it was. But yeah, indoor Trackman indoor simulator. So yeah, there'll be registration at 6 o'clock, kicking off about 6:30. So the good thing with the indoor event, it's all there. You're in one area. We ran one about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it was good fun. Yeah. Everyone in the building just hitting into a screen. The TrackMan simulators, best money can buy. You're looking at $80,000 just for a setup, just for a bay. So yeah, so they are really, really good, really accurate, and a lot of fun, and it's quick. Where the outdoor events drag on a little bit. So yeah, it'll be a good start to PLDA coming into New Zealand.
Awesome. And how do people sort of get involved? Like, I mean, you know, if we don't want 300 people turning up trying to have a go and all their mates.
Yeah. So we will start an online registration, and we'll cap numbers if it goes crazy. What we're hoping it does. Yeah. We're really hoping, yeah, we get some really good feedback, really good interest on what's happening. So the next event, if this one kicks off, we will definitely be putting an online registration up just to watch those numbers.
Yeah, what do you think your capacity is for Friday?
I'd say there's about 40 to 50 people.
Okay, that's not many.
Yeah, not many at all. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. I've already talked to one of the boys helping me, and he's, when I showed him how many comments we've had on the social pages, he freaked out a little bit. So it was bound to happen. Just everyone wants to hit a driver, everyone wants to hit it long and have fun.
Yeah, and get in there, and all the boys lining up, right?
Yeah, that's right. And what's happening in golf world at the moment, everyone's talking about speed and hitting it a long way, hitting it further, is just helping our sport grow.
Absolutely. So what does it kind of take to be competitive? I mean, I know you've got to get that speed up, but what would that involve? Is it, do you have to actually change that whole swing, or is it just trying to build up that speed?
Yeah, it's a lot. I've changed my swing completely over the last year and a half. I go on to a golf course now and I'm horrendous, just because I'm trying to be a long driver. So you can do both, but it's a lot of work. We've got one guy in Australia that's just, he's just an absolute freak. He's a +3 marker and now stepped into long drive. But he's full golfer every day. So plays golf every day, trains golf every day, trains the gym. So there's a lot of work to be top level, where we will be trying to grow from the base. We'll be trying to find amateurs that just want to have some fun. It's not about excluding people. If you can't hit it a long way, it doesn't mean you can't hop in a long drive comp. We will be having multiple divisions to include everyone. And it's what the sport's about. It's about including everyone, having fun, and just coming out and seeing something different and having a blast yourself, and then sitting back and watching the pro boys go.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess it could make it, I mean, there's an expensive side to golf and there's not, right? If you go and buy yourself a set of golf clubs and a membership, that's all you've got to buy, really.
Yeah.
So I guess if you've only got to buy one club.
Yeah, you can say you can buy one club, but it depends what sort of club you buy. I've gone, in the last year and a half, I've gone through about 7 or 8 drivers. So smash the face, snap the shafts. It's actually more expensive to do long drive than it is normal golf. You wouldn't think so.
Right, okay. That's keeping it in perspective, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, our good drivers, you're looking at $1,000 a driver.
Yeah.
But if you're buying cheaper, well, you can, when you're starting off, you can buy the cheaper gear, just stock drivers, but you just end up breaking heads and snapping shafts. So it gets a bit pricey when you don't step out and buy the good gear straight away, but it's a good way to get into golf, long drive.
What's the good gear?
Moment we're using Callaway. That's the main head coming from America. You can't buy this gear from New Zealand or Australia. It's direct import from America. You've also got the Crank brand, what's very well known. But a lot of the Americans now and a lot of Aussie guys are all using the Callaway heads and Patterson shafts. So they're the top of the line. We are sponsored by Cobra and Puma, and we're trying to get our hands on some Cobra heads, but very, very hard.
Yeah.
We'd love to be able to bring them over from America, but they don't want to let us have any. What's the
They might go
if
you're Aussie though and bring them down to New Zealand though, right?
Yeah, they might miss us.
Fair enough. Hey, so tell us, what does it cost to join up on Friday? Is there a cost involved?
Yeah, $60 entry. That's helping out with the sim hires, the venue for the day, and then the money all goes together and will go into a cash prize purse. So the more people we get, the more money there's going to be to win. And we've got the three divisions. So we've got amateur, open men, and women's division. So, yeah, the more people we can get in each division, the more money there could be to win.
Oh, so it's worth coming down and having a hat.
It is. You never know. It only takes one out of six, and sometimes people can't even get six balls on the grid.
Oh, so you've also got to sort of hit within a certain area.
Yeah, it's about 60 yards wide. So 50 metres. So not very far when you're hitting at 330 metres.
Yeah. Yeah. So, especially when you think of a mess like at the fairway, right? And you still can't get it on the fairway.
Yep. Exactly what. Yeah. When we run our events in Aussie, we use golf holes and we set up down fairways. And if you can't hit it on the fairway, you're OB. So it doesn't count.
All right. So is there a website or something people can find out a little bit more information?
We've got our website in Australia all set up. It's plda.com.au. That has all our event info, has all our photos. It has all info about everything. We will be starting to upload New Zealand events once we start kicking them off on there, what's going to be pretty cool. It's an exciting time. We could be doing in New Zealand. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we are too. Once it gets out, word gets out, it'll definitely be. Yeah. Awesome. So tell us, just before we wrap it up, tell us what your favorite golf course is and why.
I'm trying to think whether here or back home. The courses over here are a lot different. So we have our resort courses over here. Looked after 24/7, just immaculate condition. But country courses back home, you just about can't beat them. You come over here and it's too manicured, too nice, too easy. But our country courses from where I'm from, like I love my home course, Rārangi. Nelson itself, beautiful courses around that area, Motuaca. Yeah, just absolutely love the courses over there. It's good fun. Completely different golf to here.
Yeah, yeah. That's nice. And I think, it's not every day you sort of head down to sort of Nelson. You know, you get all the popular Queenstown, Auckland sort of courses, Christchurch, Wellington, the popular, you know, the cities and things like that. But, yeah, it'd actually be quite nice. That's actually, might have to put that on the list of places to go.
Definitely. Yeah, the three top courses in Nelson, the main courses, are stunning. They're absolutely beautiful. It's good fun down there. So I've played a few in Christchurch, but still Nelson and Rārangi, I love.
We just lost your video there.
We back on? There we go.
You touched something, didn't you?
No, something started ringing. I'm on.
Oh, okay.
All right. What about
your favourite club that's in your bag? So I guess your long drive club, and
just
do you sort of still play golf a little bit?
Yeah. So I've got all Cobra gear except from LD clubs. So the brand new Cobra driver is insane. Absolutely love it. And yeah, my irons are Cobras as well. So my Cobra driver has probably been my favourite driver. I like it more than my LD clubs, but the degrees are just too far out for me to use on at the events. So my Cobra, my Callaway Drive is a 3 degrees, where the Cobra is 7.5.
Right. All right, what about balls, golf balls?
Anything. I don't mind. I lose that many. I can't. When you're trying to hit every green, you lose quite a lot of balls. But, yeah, the main balls are Titleist, like everyone, sort of top-level golfer uses. Your Titleist Pro Vs.
Yeah, fair enough. And what about a favourite quote? Now, this will test whether you actually looked at the questions, because then you would have known I was going to ask that question.
Wow, I did one the other day. I got a quote the other day. I can't remember what it was. I actually posted one on our social pages the other day. The quote was unbelievable. I can't even remember it. I'm blank.
Okay. All good. Hey, well, it's been awesome to have you on. Thanks for taking the time. I know you're really busy with setting up this, you know, bringing it into New Zealand. We're really excited to have it here. Hopefully, I might try and track down there and beat the traffic in Auckland and, you know, just chaotic Auckland traffic and see if I can get in and have a little look. But all the best for the comp, and, I'm sure there'll be plenty of socials up there just for us to stay involved. And
yeah, you know, definitely.
Yeah. All right, well, we really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me on.
All right. Take care, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you all.
So, as always, we've loved connecting with you here at the Golf Community, A Beginner's Guide to Golf. We appreciate your support, so love us and like us, subscribe and connect using the links below. And as always, we would love to share your story, so contact me and let's get you on an upcoming episode. So, as always, from the Golf Community, ka kite anō.